If Mount Tambora had not erupted in 1815, Bram Stoker would not have written Dracula. Stephanie Meyer would not have written Twilight. George Romero would not have made Night of the Living Dead. True Blood and The Vampire Diaries would not be on our television. The Walking Dead would not be the most popular program on American television. And I would not be here today in a vault, four floors beneath the British Library in London, in a sort of, I don't know if this is a museum of books, a library of books, or a tomb for books. There are millions of them down here. And up above me, a fantastic exhibition about the Gothic. But down here, it is like the modern equivalent of one of the castle tombs from one of the great Gothic books, like The Castle of Otranto. Because the eruption of Mount Tambora unleashed a plague of the living dead that has slowly spread until it has taken over the whole planet. So how did it happen? Well, one moment there was this volcanic island sitting on the seabed, inhabited by thousands of people, and the next moment there was an eruption, and it was, and still is, the largest eruption in recorded history, which means as long as mankind has been around to witness these things, it was the biggest ever bang there has been on this planet. And it sent into the atmosphere billions of tons of pulverized rock and dust and volcanic ash and magma in this hideous black column that went up to the atmosphere through the stratosphere up to the jet stream, these massive winds that travel over the surface of the planet, and it slowly spread this evil black cloud until it covered most of the northern hemisphere, shutting out the light and the heat of the sun. And it got so bad that the following year was known as the year without a summer. In fact, it led to the worst famine of the 19th century. The animals and people starving in the fields, turning to cannibalism. And there were these extraordinary atmospheric conditions, near constant thunder and lightning. In Rome, in the middle of summer, it snowed blood red snow as this dust filtered down through the atmosphere. And people must have thought that this was a biblical apocalypse. Byron himself wrote a poem inspired by the darkness that had descended on Europe, which he imaginatively called The Darkness, and it reads a bit like a treatment for a horror film.
I had a dream, which was not all a dream. The bright sun was extinguished, and the stars did wander darkling in the eternal space, rayless and pathless, and the icy earth swung blind and blackening in the moonless air. Happy were those who dwelt within the eye of the volcanoes and their mountain torch. A fearful hope was all the world contained. Forests were set on fire, but hour by hour they fell and faded, and the crackling trunks extinguished with a crash, and all was black.